Senior Story, Love is Kind. Chapter 9, Love Never Gives Up. When Addie confronted Mettie about her stealing, Mettie dumped the remaining vegetables from the sack and stomped on them before Addie could stop her. She ran to the study and slammed the door. The next few weeks, everyone received very small servings of soup. During that time, several rather remarkable things occurred. Felicity, who sat across from Mettie at the dinner table, said rather quietly one evening, "I'm not especially hungry. Would anyone like my soup?" Mettie reached out to grab it, but Felicity quickly lifted it. She glanced around the table, then said, "Here, Mettie, I want you to have it." Another time, Mettie was hanging out laundry. The clothespin bag was out of reach. Sandra saw her jumping and hurried out. "Oh, here, Mettie, I'll get them." She then stayed to help her. One morning, before any girls sat down for breakfast, three of the youngest orphans crept into the empty room and placed a bunch of purple violets at Mettie's place with a handwritten note. "Your hair is pretty like flowers. You are much loved from us." They giggled and ran off. When Mettie sat down, everyone fell silent, except for a few tiny giggles. She gently touched a flower, then read the note. "Much loved," she said softly. When she looked up, her cheeks were wet. Mettie covered her face, ashamed. "Why am I acting like this?" she wondered. But the tears would not stop. Embarrassed, she buried her face into Mama Addie's shoulder. She was instantly embraced and felt the warmth and love only a mother can give. "Who could ever love someone like me?" she thought. Her answer came quickly. The three little girls, without much thought, did what children naturally do at times. They raced over to Mettie and gave her a mighty hug. For the first time in all the months Mettie had been at Redemere House, she smiled. It was impossible to keep the powerful, honest love of these girls from penetrating her hardened heart. A miracle was taking place. Mama Addie whispered, "You are wanted in this family, Mettie. Let us love you." That night, while the girls surrounded Mama Addie for evening devotions, Mettie had one little girl on her lap and one on each side. Strangely, she didn't feel awkward, but normal, as if she belonged in that position. With wilted violets twisted into her hair, she listened. "Love is patient. Love is kind. Love never gives up." It was not a bunch of big, fat lies after all. It was real. Unlike the other times she wanted to bolt out the door, this time Mettie wanted it to never end.